What's up, Grinders? Welcome back to the Weekend Grind podcast brought to you by rotogrinders.com. It's the Sunday edition here. The Weekend Grind crew is in the building. I'm Josh, Sir Giant, as always, with my co-host, Mr. Chalk, Travis Mangone. Travis, how you doing today, man? Happy Sunday.
Good, yeah. Happy to be here, talking with some MLB baseball. We got a pretty big Sunday slate, so we should probably just dive right in.
Yeah, we do have a beautiful slate. But we do have the Masters today, too, right? I mean, I know you're a crazy golf guy. Are you excited for that?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to watch the Rory-Patrick Reed little showdown. That'll be tomorrow, so that'll be fun. Should be a good time, and they were kind of going at it today a little bit, so it'll be fun watching them tomorrow, and Masters Sunday is always a good time.
Make sure you give us both a follow on Twitter. You can follow me at RealJoshuaGiant. That's at RealJoshuaGiant. You can follow Travis at TravisMangone. That's at Travis, M-A-N-G-O-N-E. Love interacting with you guys, so shoot over any questions or comments you may have. And we're happy to be here. We're here every weekend for you guys. So as Travis said, we have a big Sunday MLB slate, 10 games, and it's locking at 1:05 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you get your lineups in there. If you're on the West Coast, make sure you go ahead and get those lineups in early as well, because it's locking pretty early for you guys over there. But yeah, I think we should dive right in. People like this position by position format that we did last season, so we brought it back yesterday, got good feedback, so we're going to continue to do that. So let's go position by position, and as always, we do kick this off with the pitcher position. Travis, some interesting spots here that we could go on the slate because we have such a robust 10-game slate here. Who would you be interested in here looking at all these pitchers? You got 20 pitchers to pick from, and when you have that many pitchers, there's really different ways you can go that makes sense, so I want to see what your take is here on pitcher today.
Yes, I mean, we'll start at the top, right? Charlie Morton, I think he's someone that's really interesting. If I have the money for him, I'll definitely pay for him. I don't know if I will for sure, but it just kind of depends, right, on what bats I can get. And if I can get Charlie Morton, and I will, he's someone that I would like to prioritize. But there's some other cheap pitchers that we can consider, too. So, I don't know, 11.5 is kind of expensive for him over on DraftKings. FanDuel, I mean, you can just play whoever, it seems like. So, like, if you want to pay for Charlie Morton, sure. The prices are ridiculous over on that site. So, play whoever, honestly, over there. But on DraftKings, right, that 11.5 price tag is kind of expensive. Like, I just don't know if I'm definitely going to do it. There's other options for cheaper. I don't mind, too. Like, I like a Mike Clevenger. It's Jake Arrieta's first start. I'm a little nervous about that. Do I want to go there, though? Vegas agrees that it's a good spot. It's against the terrible Marlins team. Low total for the Marlins at 3.18. What can we expect from Arrieta? That's interesting. Then you got like a guy like Taillon, who's, a pretty solid pitcher, going up against another solid pitcher who's cheap in Male. You got Quintana coming off that blow-up game, now gets the Brewers, which isn't the greatest park, but Quintana's a great pitcher in general, so I like, him in this spot. There's like a bunch of different routes that you can go here, even to Jordan Montgomery. Not the greatest pitching spot for him, but he's a cheap option, so there's pitchers everywhere, like Luke Weaver, who we talked about in the first week, young, talented pitcher who could be really interesting, too. This is not the greatest spot to target him, but I think it's a fine spot. Like some of those, power bats on Arizona are the righties, right? So, Luke Weaver will definitely have the hand advantage there. So there's a lot of different routes you can go. And I think it's like one of those things where I'm going to kind of like wait and see throughout the day. Like I'm going to kind of make my player pool and have a lot of pitchers in there at the time and kind of depend on what bats I can fit in, right? Because there are going to be bats that I want. I think the pitchers, I don't think you have to pay up, right? It's not one of those spots where I see Charlie Morton at that 11.5K. Would I rather have him, or would I rather have a discount to like a Quintana at 8.9? I mean, that's a really nice discount there. So I really think there's a lot of different routes that you can go. So I don't know. I haven't like kind of, condensed it down and just made it like, oh, I know exactly which pitcher I'm taking. But like, if I could, I would love to get Charlie Morton. He's a guy like I like Clevenger, Luke Weaver. I'd maybe go with Arrieta, but I kind of don't want to take him like first game out, not really knowing what to do. But he's got the Marlins and then like a Quintana too. Like those are kind of the guys I'm really keying in on right now. But it's hard to kind of narrow it down just to two right now.
Yeah, I agree about Charlie Morton. He is going to be chalky, and I think that it's definitely justifiable that he will be. We look at his numbers from last season, 25.8% strikeout rate, 52.7% ground ball rate, 27.2% hard contact. We saw what Gerrit Cole did to the same San Diego team last night, absolutely smashed against them. Strikeout rate, 22.9% overall as a team. The San Diego hitters, not a lot of pop in these bats at a 164 ISO overall. this is, you know, a good spot for Charlie Morton. And like you said, on FanDuel, they're just not working the prices properly on pitchers. So you could go ahead and just get Morton in there, you know. And I do believe on FanDuel that's the route that I'll end up going. And I think that's the safest route to go. On DraftKings, it is a bit trickier. He's 11.5K over there, so it does make your roster build a bit trickier. But I think we'll find some good value bats today. So I do feel like this is one of those slates where we could prioritize pitching. I feel like the more games we have and the more options we have at the plate, the more we could prioritize pitching. Do you agree with that, with your roster construction?
I can agree with that, but there are going to be some big bats that I want that I don't want to miss out on. So that's kind of one of the problems. I just think it's one of those things where the more and more I look at it, like, of course, if I can get Charlie Morton, I will. But I don't know. Do you see much of a difference from a point per dollars perspective from like a Charlie Morton to a guy like a Quintana? I don't know. That's a really nice savings on a guy like him. And he's a really good pitcher. And then you get like a Luke Weaver. I like him as like an SP2. I think he's someone that I'm going to target in there just so that'll be a nice little value. And you could like pair him up with the Charlie Morton. I think that's fine. A Mike Clevinger too for only 600 less. You could argue that Clevinger should be 11.5 and Morton could be 10.9. Like, I mean, Clevinger, he's a guy that's been pretty good, and I just think that he's in play too as well in this spot. Good weather spot where he's pitching against a terrible Royals offense. So I think he's certainly in play in this really nice ballpark. There's just a lot of different routes that you can go. I think there's some guys that I wouldn't play, obviously, but it's mainly I'm just focusing on the guys like I talked about. I like Morton, Clevinger, Weaver, Taillon, don't mind Arrieta, and then Quintana. Those are like the main guys I'm kind of keying in on right now. If I can get like a Giancarlo Stanton in there and I have to get off of a Morton, I don't hate it, right? Like I'll go down to a Quintana instead or something like that. It just kind of depends, because I do agree with you, and it's a Sunday too. We will get value, and you kind of have to wait and see with the lineups. That's something that we always have to check out on Sundays. But there are going to be some big bats that I want, and a guy like Stanton is someone who we'll get to. Against Mike Wright, that should be a good time for him, right?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely, and we'll definitely get to that. But you mentioned Luke Weaver. Still does not have a picture on FanDuel, by the way. Don't know what's taking them so long, but Vegas is really starting to believe in this kid. When we look at these implied totals here, one of the lowest run totals on the slate for this game, 7.5. And Luke Weaver, a pretty heavy favorite, minus 152 on the money line. And this D-backs lineup, 3.38 implied runs here. Very low implied total for these D-backs. Vegas starting to see this kid Weaver and really see his upside. 28.6% strikeout rate, 50% ground ball rate, and limiting hard contact to 25.9%. This kid Weaver has a ton of upside. And at 6,800 on DraftKings, I just feel like I have to lock him in. I feel like I can't fade Weaver on DraftKings today.
Yeah, I think Weaver's the easy SP2. I mean, if you look down here, below Taijuan Walker and below, right? Like Tyler Malley, he's a pretty talented guy. I like him. I think he's someone that could be pretty good in the big league. So I'm kind of, he had a big outing the last time, and I think he's fine against Pittsburgh. But I don't know. I'd rather, like I said, I'm just kind of defaulting to Luke Weaver at 6,800. If you look at these Arizona bats, right? Like, what are the bats that we're scared of? Sure, we're worried about David Peralta a little bit and some of these lefties, but it's really like Paul Goldschmidt and AJ Pollock. They're the two guys that I'm scared of, and he's got the hand advantage on them. So again, I'm not like in love with targeting Arizona, but now they're out of that park, and low total over there at 3.38 runs for the Diamondbacks. I love Luke Weaver. He's easily my SP2. I think that's the guy I'm going to go to. I don't see myself going like the Morton Clevinger route. That just doesn't seem like the optimal build for me today. It's just I'm going to put Luke Weaver in there. He's a great value, the SP2 that you want to get exposure to, and then I can just basically for my SP1, I can pick whichever one I want. Right, I could go Morton Clevinger. I can just pick based on what lineups I see too. One thing to note on Sundays is we get like different lineups a lot of the time, and that can be big bumps to the pitchers. Say that there's a righty in there, and then they throw in a lot more lefties than you expect. That can maybe take me off them. So we still don't have umpires, so there's a lot that goes into it, and I just don't see like a huge advantage on like one of these guys, like between Morton, Clevinger, Quintana, Ty, and Arrieta. I think they're all really solid plays, and for their prices, they're good. I just don't have one that's like sticking out. If you told me one was sticking out, of course, Morton at the top is great, but I don't know. I like Quintana's price, and I'm just curious what kind of bats I can end up pulling with a Weaver Quintana lineup.
Yeah, and the interesting thing here too is we just missed having Coors on the slate, so I'm very happy about that, because it does put a little bit more of a skill asset into this, even though Coors let down yesterday. It really makes it difficult to build rosters on big slates to have Coors on it, so happy that's not there. But One more thing, you know, and Weaver's advantage here, too. You talked about those Arizona bats. He has that National League game edge here where he's only going to have to be facing eight pure hitters, you know, and the pitcher is going to have to hit. So that also is a nice little advantage for Weaver over there. I do think, you know, you're preaching about Quintana hard here. My only issue is that there are some right-handed hitters here on this Milwaukee team that can really smash lefties. You know, it's in Milwaukee. We know that ballpark favors hitters. And I know that Quintana has stepped up and shown some big stuff. Last time out, he kind of blew up on himself. You know, he became his own worst enemy. So, I don't know. Do you really trust Quintana here?
Yeah, so like, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start building with Quintana, and then from there, like, see if I can build up to get... Obviously, I'd rather have Morton, right? If I told you Quintana or Morton, I want Morton. So I think what I'm going to start is start at Quintana and then start to build my way up to see if I can get up to a guy like Morton. I think Weaver's easily locked in, but, I mean, I feel fine about him. The Brewers can definitely swing and miss with the best of them, right? They're definitely able to do that. I am scared of some of those righties, though. There is reason to be concerned about that. And I think it's more of a tournament play, probably. I mean, I could do it in cash games, but I would be slightly worried. But like I said, I'm going to start out with Quintana in there, and then I'm going to kind of build my way up. Hey, if I have the money for, you know, a guy like Taillon, Arrieta is one I'm going to have to figure out. Like, do we know a pitch count on him? Like, I haven't seen anything on it. I'll try and check real quick here just to make sure, like, so I didn't miss anything. But, like, I just hate taking guys on, like, you know, their first game out there. Like I said, like, at least these guys who have pitched one game are at least stretched out right now, right? Like, he just debuted. Do we know how many innings he'll go? Like, we saw Yu Darvish go 100, you know, pitches, so he was perfectly fine. And a guy like Jake Arrieta, I'm guessing he'd be fine, and they just roll him out there. Because, like, he'd be great, but again, like, first time out there, I don't know. I'm just slightly concerned. And like I said, I think the best way to do it is plug Weaver in and then put Quintana in, and then from there, just, you know, try and see what you can build and see what it gets you. Because I think there is some, like, you know, there is some concern with Quintana, and he's more of a tournament play probably than a cash game play, but I still feel confident in him because the Brewers are not the greatest team, and, like, I'm gonna buy in on the pitcher who's you know, a good pitcher, and just that one blowout outing, maybe people will just be a little worried. But if I want to, if I have the extra money, I will go up to a guy like an Arrieta. I think he's solid, like Clevinger too, like Clevinger against Kansas City, that horrible lineup in that great ballpark, like, just with the weather and everything, that's great. And then if I can get all the way up to Charlie Morton against San Diego, I mean, San Diego is terrible, so that would be great to be able to get Charlie Morton. So yeah, the dream is Charlie Morton and Luke Weaver, but I'm going to start out with Quintana and then build my way up just to make sure, because there's some good bats on this slate.
Yeah, well, Arrieta going out his first time, you know, at home in Philly, in New Jersey, going out there to do something big. I do believe he's going to be pumped up. I don't know if they're going to have him on a pitch count. I don't believe they're going to do that here in this home opener for him. I think, you know, for his first time in a Philly jersey, I think they'll go out there.
Josh, one problem with that is, like, this manager, man. Like, he let Aaron Nolan, his first opening start, only go 68 pitches. Like, they were up 5-0, and then he only went 68 pitches. And he's, like, a big believer that, like, when you see him the third time around, it's a bad idea, and he wants to go right to the bullpen. And, like, that Philly's bullpen is terrible. So, like, I am worried that we won't get enough out of Arrieta at this price. Like, I wouldn't be shocked, just because I've seen this manager already do stupid stuff with it with the pitchers. He did it with Nola once. He did it with someone else. Like, I do think it's something to be, like, worried about a little bit.
Yeah, poor Nola, man. Just, you know, they're giving him trouble. You know, not giving him the long leash he deserves, and I do agree with that. But one thing, though, we have been picking on this Miami offense with good reason. Looking at that lineup, it's an absolute, you know, terrible thing. It's a sight here, you know, that makes your eyes sore or whatever it is. It's an eyesore of a lineup. But Vegas really not believing fully in this Miami lineup either. We look at these numbers, Travis. The Miami Marlins implied run total at 3.18. They got Arrieta and his Phillies team minus 182 on the money line. They really do believe that we're going to see some legitimate aggression from these Marlins and start to see them really be exposed for who they are. And maybe it'll start here with Arrieta coming out and just absolutely shutting them down, throwing a gem.
Yeah, I worry about the leash. Like, that's the one thing that, like, it's just an unknown. It really is. I'm slightly worried about that. I'd probably rather, you know, find the money for Clevinger or Morton, stuff like that. Like, again, like, those guys at the top, the more and more I think about it, it just seems like I'm going to want to kind of just take those two and kind of roll with it. But again, like I said, there's bats I like on this slate that I want to get to. Is there anyone else cheap, though, Josh? Like, I think we talked about the top a lot. Like, you know, you're a Yankee fan, Jordan Montgomery. He's a guy I like to play some from time to time, and this price is good. But against Baltimore, anymore. I don't know. In this park, I think I'm staying away. Like, any of these other cheap guys, like, can I interest you in a Tyson Ross? You know, he's, like, kind of a name that people know. Lance Lynn, my boy, he's won me some money in the past, but Lance Lynn feels kind of like a guy where I don't think we'll be hanging out too much this season together. So, yeah, I don't know. It just seems like this, like, below Luke Weaver is just a pretty ugly range, and no one I really want to touch.
Yeah, Montgomery is a guy that I do really like, but I don't like picking lefties here against Baltimore. They hit lefties really well. We saw that with CC Sabathia. You mentioned who else did you mention here? Lance Lynn. This is not a spot to play Lance Lynn, and that's, you know, very simple for me. It's an easy fade. Maybe Mike Fiers against the White Sox is someone I might consider in tournaments as like a long shot, and the reason why is because nobody's going to be playing Mike Fiers, and the kid does have a lot of strikeout upside, and the Chicago White Sox lineup does strike out at a decent clip, so maybe some Mike Fiers in tournaments. But to be honest, my most popular combo today, I mean, if I'm building 10 lineups, I'd say 8 out of 10 of them will have the combo of Morton and Weaver, and I think that's the best way to go and just work around that.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Definitely something that you can do with that. Like, it's just these cheap options. There's not that many great ones, and I think it's just kind of keep it simple. Go to Luke Weaver for cheap. You know, if you wanted to throw some darts at like a Tyler Mallet and the tie-on in that game, wouldn't hate doing that. But it's just mainly getting Weaver in there and then focusing on those guys at the top that I feel like have a nice amount of upside between like the Morton, Clevinger, you know, Quintanas, and I guess Arrieta goes in the conversation too. But I worry about the leash, man. I just really do worry about it.
Yeah. All right. Anyone else here you want to mention, or should we move on to the hitters now?
Nah, that's about it. We can head on over to the hitting.
All right, we start with the catcher position here on FanDuel. We are no longer forced to play catchers. So, you know, once you take that out of the equation, you're usually going to lean with a first baseman. Just wanted to throw that out there. But on DraftKings, we are forced to play a catcher. So we have to look at catchers on DraftKings. Looking at this list of catchers here, there's not really anyone that's making me crazy excited. Contreras has been the guy that I really leaned on anytime he's been on the slate so far this season, but don't love the matchup against ground ball wizard Chase Anderson. Beef Castillo's on this game, but like I said, Mike Fiers is a guy I have a lot of respect for, so I don't think that I'll go that route either. You know, it's really tough for me to find a catcher here that I feel comfortable with. So since it's a Sunday, usually they give the starting catchers a day off. We saw this yesterday with Kurt Suzuki, who we really liked, and he got sat. So, you know, I think really I'm just taking like the wait and see approach on catcher and finding like the cheapest option with a lot of upside and just kind of go from there. I think that's going to be my biggest approach. I'm not paying up for Gary Sanchez, so outside of that, I think that's just gonna, like I said, just find a cheap catcher that correlates with my lineup, has some upside. How about you, Travis?
Yep, I'm doing the same. So it's a Sunday. I'm gonna wait and see what cheap catchers we have. I need the lineups for catcher most of the time, so it's really tough. There's not one that, like, you know, particularly sticks out that I'm all over. I mean, maybe against an Eduardo Rodriguez coming back first game from the DL, you know, you get a Wilson Ramos maybe batting fifth. That could be interesting. Righty against a lefty, that can hit lefties well. So maybe take a dart on him if he gets a good lineup spot. But you know, kind of just taking the wait and see approach. These Astro catchers. Maybe you get a lineup spot from Brian McCann. But I just really need to kind of wait and see what's gonna happen with the catcher position, and you know, focus on making it a key in to getting in some of the big bats.
Yep, go ahead. That's why you guys gotta give us that follow on Twitter, and we will update you guys with which catcher we like best. When Suzuki was announced out, I leaned you guys towards the catcher that I like the best after that. So I will do so again today if you guys want to keep an eye open over there. So let's move on to first base now. You know, this is a absolutely stacked position on a big slate. There's plenty of routes that we can go. Some names that just like pop off the list here. One interesting spot that we could look, by the way, here is going to be the Yankees, since they've had an injury, you know, injury situation plague them. We might see Neil Walker pop up now and play first base in this game. On the flip side of that, Danny Valencia, the lefty masher, is facing Montgomery, and he's pretty cheap. Don't mind going that route there. There's just so many places we can go here, Travis. So it's gonna come down to to which route you want to go. If you want to pay up, there's options for that. If you want to find value, there's going to be options for that. It's just coming. It's coming down now to which way you want to go. And if you want an expensive guy, I think that there is definitely going to be some merit to rostering a guy like Joey Votto here. Even though I think James Tyon is an absolute beast. Joey Votto, I think, is a bigger beast than James Tyon, and I think that you'll get him at a very low ownership, so I don't mind him. But like I said, there are some cheap options here, too, so let me hear your take.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. I don't like first base really today. I'm not really the biggest fan of it. I think I'll just go for cheap Matt Carpenter and keep it kind of simple in a spot against Taiwan Walker. And he's got a really, you know, he's a good bat. He's really just underpriced. And, you know, against a guy like Walker, I think it makes some sense. So I think that's the guy I'm, like, leaning on right now, that I'd be, like, the guy I'm prioritizing. If you force me to pick one, if Neil Walker gets a good lineup spot, yeah, I could see going to him. Maybe Marwin Gonzalez gets a good lineup spot. That could be interesting. Kind of curious how, like, lineup shake up and whatnot. But it's like, you know, if you look at these guys at the top, it's just like, do I want to pay for an Edwin Encarnacion against a Hamill, a Goldschmidt against a Weaver, you know, Hanley Ramirez in that bullpen game? I don't know. Like, there's not, like, you know, matchups that just pop off the page, right? It's not like Freddie Freeman against the righty in Coors, right? It's not, you know, it's not like, you know, we get like Votto. You know, he's in Pittsburgh, not the best park. It's not like he's in, like, you know, really great park against like a gas can pitcher. So I don't see like a lot of great spots at the top, like Jose Abreu. I'd rather him against a lefty, right? Against a guy like my fire, sure, he can hit one homer, but I don't know. It's just, there's not like ones that are popping off to me that I love. So I think I'm just going down for cheap, because again, there's some big bats that we'll get to that I like. And I kind of think going to Matt Carpenter is my favorite cheap option if I had to pick. And like, you know, just take some dart throws on some of these guys. Like, you know, you can go to like a, I don't know, Logan Morrison won't be in the lineup though, because that's a lefty. You talked about Valencia too. If he's going to be in the lineup, that could obviously be interesting. But I'm kind of just think I'm going to look for like these cheap punt options. And you know, Carpenter is going to be the guy that I really want to look to, you know, target here for this price.
Yeah, I agree. I think Matt Carpenter is a great option too. I do think he might be the best option. After looking at a few of them here, kind of skipped over him. But yeah, his price tag is just too good, man. $3,300 on DraftKings is an excellent price. So yeah, Matt Carpenter sounds good to me. All right, anyone else here you want to mention, or should we move on to second base?
Now, yeah, let's go over to second base.
All right, here we go. We are at the second base position. Now, second base, usually a bit of a boring position. Today we have some options. Depending on that weather in Minnesota, I think Brian Dozier would be certainly in play here against Marco Gonzalez. Brian Dozier has hit lefties really well throughout his career, has a lot of pop in his bat, so I do like some Dozier here in this spot. Another route that I think we can go is Jason Kipnis against Jason Hamill, the Battle of the Jasons. I think Kipnis is a guy that gets overlooked often. You can get him at low ownership, and his team is implied to score around 5 runs. Jason Hamill struggles against lefties. Kipnis hits at the top of the order, so do like me some Kipnis as well. And another guy that I've been eyeing here is the mouthwash man, Jonathan Scope. Showed a lot of potential last year, hit lefties pretty well, and I think he can continue to do so this season. So Scope is a guy that I'm also looking at on my radar. How about you, Travis? Where are you looking at second base?
Yeah, so like, you know, I talked about there's guys I want to pay up for. Here's one of them, Brian Dozier, right? Like, if that game goes, I'm playing him. Like, just very simple, plugging him in against the lefty. I think it's a great spot for him. So I'll get all the Dozier exposure. I think he's someone I'm going to load up on. If we can get Zobrist, then, like, Chase Anderson's not a guy I'm really looking to target. But if we can get Zobrist batting first for cheap, I don't hate that. Don't mind your Kipnis call. I think that he's a fine option. If we get Neil Walker, we talked about him before. But if we can get him in a good lineup spot, we want to slide him in at second base, I think we're able to do that too. And then I like Yan Moncada. What a wonderful phrase, man. This guy's the man. Like, I love him. He's a guy I've been all over. So yeah, like Yan Moncada, I'm all over him. If I don't have Dozier, I'll go over to him instead against Mike Fiers. I think this is a great spot for him, man. So give me Yan Moncada. I like him a ton. So no Dozier, then I'll probably pivot over to him. And then I don't know if there's any weather there, then I'll just kind of keep pivoting. But I think we're fine with the weather. It's just, that's like the one game I think looking at like my amateur meteorology on the RG weather page, it looks like that's the only one that has some red stuff. But stay tuned for what Roth posts tomorrow.
Man, anytime that you wedge a guy's name into a Lion King phrase, it's making me feel like I have to play him now, Travis.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Yan Moncada. I thought of the Hakuna Matata. It's like the perfect thing to do. So, and he's a really good player, man. Like, he's like, not saying this White Sox lineup is like an amazing lineup, but like, Moncada's like part of this future, man. He's going to be a really good player. So, yeah, give me some Moncada if I get no Dozier, but I really want Dozier today. I mean, he's a great payup option here against the lefty.
What about Carlos the Sausage against Charlie Morton? You remember him from last year?
Oh yeah, no, I don't think I ever played him. Yeah, so I will pass on him. But yeah, second base, it's like, again, it's not one of those spots where I love. I just think it's like an easy pay up spot for me. And there's a lot of good spots to pay up for, and then there's some solid cheap ones that we discussed a little bit. But I think it's a pretty simple position, not like too not too many spots where you're worried about, oh, I'm gonna miss out on this guy and that guy.
Yeah, we seem to be in agreement here about Dozier, Kipnis, and Moncada. So I think these are good routes to go. So let's move on to the hot corner now, third base. That sound good?
Yep, sounds good to me. I'll kick it off, and I mean, I'm just going to keep it simple. Stick with that Twins game. I mean, can I get some Miguel Sano? Miguel Sano against Gonzalez, right against the lefty. I like him a lot. The only problem is, like, he's not the only guy to like on this slate, right? But I just think his price tag from, like, a point per dollar perspective, he's a great play. Like Manny Machado, too. He's someone that I think we can target here at third base position. Definitely think if you want to get some Astros exposure. The problem is like, how are we going to get the Astros exposure? So I don't mind going to a guy like Bregman. I think that's not a bad route to go. If you're looking to get Stroh's exposure, it's tough to pay for an Altuve and a Correa. But going to a guy like Bregman is not an option I mind. You talked about Ramirez a little bit earlier. You can slide him over at third base. So he's not terrible. And it just depends. Maybe we'll get some, like, good values for lineup spots. Like, maybe we'll get like a Scott Kingery batting third. I don't know what we'll get, but I'm really focusing on Sano. I think he's the guy I really want if you force me to pick just one.
I think it's Miguel Cies today. Definitely Miguel Cies. I think Tim Beckham's also a guy we could look at. He hits lefties really well. Gets a matchup against Montgomery. I do think that he's a guy that we could target here. I do like these Orioles a lot. I don't know if you're catching on to that at all. But even though I'm a Yankee fan and I want my Yankees to win, I do like these Baltimore righties today. Travis, we kind of just been skipping over these Phillies hitters, and they put up like 20 runs yesterday. Do you think that this is a team that maybe we're undervaluing here and should like take stock in them when we can still get them super cheap? Maybe a guy like Franco?
Oh, I mean, I like the Phillies offense in general. I think they're going to, I think they're going to be a really, like, not an amazing team this year, right? But I think they're going to, like, push for the playoffs more than people would think, right? Like, whatever their over-under was, I forget what it was for wins. I think it's going over. I may have been 74. I could be wrong. I'm just trying to remember what it was. But I think this offense is a lot more deadly than people think. So, I don't mind that. You can easily do that. And the Marlins, right, they have Trevor Richards out there, and Trevor Richards is not that great. And, I'm expecting the bullpen to be in there a ton, too. Like, whenever the Marlins are pitching, I just feel like they're not really going to have a guy that goes out there and throws seven innings. So, I think a lot of these Phillies are in play. But like I said, like, I just think Miguel Sano is too good of, like, a, just from a point per dollar perspective, right? 4,200 for Miguel Sano against a lefty. That's tough to pass on. And, like, worst case scenario, if I need to find $200, I can go up to a guy like Machado. Don't hate that. I don't want to target Montgomery a ton, but I do like, I do like Machado a lot. And just him against a lefty sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah, I love Machado, man. I also mentioned I like Beckham, too. I like correlating the two there. Both guys have lots of pop against lefties. And I don't mind some Jose Ramirez either, linked up with, if you want to play some Kipnis. Think that matches up as well. Anyone else here you want to mention a third?
No, I think that's it. We can head on over to shortstop.
Alrighty, let's move on to the shortstop position. I already mentioned Machado and Tim Beckham based on the site you're playing on. These guys come available at each of those positions. Another guy that we could look at here, we haven't mentioned any of these Bo Sox. I think Xander Bogaerts. Xander Bogaerts, is that properly how you say it?
I
met him, shook his hand, and threw out the first pitch at the Red Sox game last season. I still can't get this guy's name right, man.
He was great yesterday, man. He showed tons of pop. He was really good yesterday. Hit that grand slam. He's definitely someone to consider on this slate for sure.
Yeah, he hits lefties really well, so I think that he's someone we could look at. Francisco Lindor is a guy that, I keep coming back to these Indians too. What I usually try to do is just narrow it down to which team I'm really focusing on. So it's becoming very clear that the Indians are one of those teams that I'm really looking at seriously on this slate. So I think that that's certainly in play. I really hope that this Mariners and Twins game plays, man. And not that I have any interest in Adrianza. I don't have any interest in him, but I do like the other hitters we mentioned. So I do hope that game plays. But yeah, for me, it's like I said, the guys that I mentioned here at short, going to keep it pretty simple. Machado, Beckham, depending on the site you're playing, Lindor, I think is also in play in Bogarts. How about you at short?
Yeah, so like all these guys at the top at short, they obviously make sense. I think they're all like interesting options. Like, I mean, you're never going to argue. Didi Gregorius, like, of course, he makes sense if you can spend
on him. I'm worried about Didi's hand. I'm worried about Didi's hand, man, after he dove into home the other day.
I don't know. I mean, he had 13 fantasy points today, 24-13, so I'm not worried about no hand. At least I don't see anything about it. But if something pops up tomorrow, then maybe he gets a day off, right? But this guy's just been absolutely, like, crushing it. So if you want to pay up for anyone like Machado and above, like I can argue any of them are great plays, right? You know, it's gonna be tough to kind of pick between which one. I don't mind, like, say I'm building my cash game roster and I am going towards the top, I kind of maybe see myself going towards a Lindor or a Bogart. It's just a good exposure to, you know, the Boston offense or the like Cleveland one, right? I feel like I haven't gotten enough exposure to the Cleveland offense, so maybe I will go to like a guy like Lindor. He seems like the guy, if I pay up, that's where I would go. In the mid tier though, it's kind of interesting. I don't really have guys that I'm like keying in on yet. Like, I think Tim Beckham isn't bad, like if you need a guy in the mid range and say he bats first, right? That's always good for him. He'll get 5 at bats then, so I think that could be intriguing. It's just there's not a lot else to like, and shortstop's a position where I think we just kind of like wait and see and kind of see what happens with the lineups, right? We might be able to get like a really nice value you know, throughout the day. So I think that's kind of the approach I'm taking. I'm looking to spend up on maybe a guy like Lindor and then kind of see what happens with the value, because I see myself wanting to try and pay down at shortstop, but I need to kind of see what the lineups are going to shake up and be like. There's not anything specifically coming out to me, but again, it's a Sunday, right? Sundays are always wonky. They always throw out these different lineups. The only one that really sticks out to me that I could see myself definitely happening is like the Tim Beckham batting first could be a guy that I definitely look to get some exposure to, because I could see that happening on the slate.
For sure. All right, let's move on to the outfield, because this is where we really have a lot of options to kind of sift through. So I'm just going to go ahead and just list off a few guys that I'm really interested in. Mookie Betts, very, very, very interested in. Love him anytime he faces a lefty. He has incredible splits against left-handed pitching. Trey Mancini, Adam Jones, particularly Adam Jones. I think we see a nice Adam bomb today from Adam Jones. Looking for that A-bomb from him. Like him a lot against Montgomery. On the flip side of that game, I do like me some Judge and Stanton, but the problem is they are both very expensive, and I would love, love, love to fit them in against a fly ball pitcher like Mike Wright, because I do think they're going to put up some good runs tomorrow, these Yankees, with that implied team total of 5.65 runs. Major deal here against Mike Wright. So do want to, you know, build that. I'm just, you know, going to have trouble finding a way to fit him in with the pitching that I like. So, but definitely, definitely like them a lot. Let's move on down here. Don't mind some Michael Brantley against Jason Hamill. Not crazy about it, but I think it would fit in, and, you know, to correlate with my other mini stacks I might do with Cleveland, with like Kipnis and Jose Ramirez and some Lindor. I know you love your Rice Hoskins guy. I could see him as a tournament dart, but I'm not crazy about him here. Maybe you're not crazy about him in this matchup either, but the kid has a lot of talent, so always keep an eye on him. Just this slate might not be the best to play him. And if this Minnesota game does play, I feel like we're going to have to get some exposure to maybe some Byron Buxton or definitely definitely some Robbie Grossman, depending on how this lineup goes. You know, waiting for this Minnesota lineup is going to be, you know, and waiting on the status of this game with the weather is going to be a major factor in my decisions building lineups. So assuming that game does not play, though, I'm going to have to find a way to, like, load up on these Yankees outfielders and maybe get some Mookie Betts and Adam Jones in there. How about you?
All right, Josh, so any slate is a good slate to play Rhys Hoskins. The guy's the man. Like, so let's get that straight. Like, yeah, you can play him on any slate, man. The guy is so good. But, yeah, like, Boston Red Sox, like, you talked about a couple guys like Mookie Betts. I think he's definitely in play. It looks like this is the Rays bullpen game, because I don't know who Ryan Yarbrough is, and it just seems like this is the bullpen game. They're doing only a 4-rotation lineup this year, and they're going to have one bullpen game a year, not a year, a week. So every 5, you'll see the bullpen game. So I think this is going to be the bullpen game. So again, I like Betts here, like in the first inning at least, but who knows? I don't know. Bullpen games, I'm kind of iffy on. I get why you want to target them, but sometimes it seems like they can just like play the matchups enough where it could be a problem. But Betts, if you want to spend up on him, I think he's fine. I'm more of a Mancini fan against righties. I think he's kind of more reverse splits. I like the Adam Jones call. Don't hate him. That Yankees outfield, Gardner, Judge, Stan. Yeah, I'll load up on them. That sounds like a good time. They're probably my favorite outfield. If you force me to pick an outfield, that'll probably be my favorite outfield that I look to target. Looking at some of these other guys, like, the Hoskins we talked about, think he's going to be a good play. Wouldn't mind a Kyle Schwarber as like just a one-off, home run play. Or if you say you are stacking up the Cubs, I wouldn't hate that. Putting him in there, he's a guy that has some power, and I could see him doing well against Chase Anderson here. So don't hate that. Of course, the Astros, right? 5.35 run total. I feel like we haven't talked about them enough, and I just don't see how I'm getting them in my lineups today. George Springer definitely pops for me right now, and he's a guy I would love to get exposure to, but if I'm spending up, I'm probably just going to go to a guy like Stanton and Judge, just that Yankees outfield. So, these Astros kind of probably end up missing for me, and I think that happens for a lot of people today. Like, I feel like just people aren't going to play the Astros, so that could obviously be interesting, especially with a 5.35 run total. Talk about that Twins outfield. I think you brought up great points with the Twins outfield. We got to wait and see what the lineup does. Who's going to be in there? Will there be Grossman, Buxton? How's it all going to shake up? So I think we have to wait for that, and obviously the weather there too. When we look at that Cardinals D-backs game, I'd stay away from that Diamondbacks outfield. I think that Cardinals outfield is one I love, like a Fowler, Pham, and Ozuna. Again, this is not a game that has like a really high run total or anything, and I don't know. I could see this being like a pretty nice spot for Cardinals. And I just think like Fowler's a great cash game play. I like Ozuna. I still think he's really cheap. And I think that like the Cardinals could be maybe that cheap stack that helps you get in these pitchers that you're talking about. You say you want to spend a pitcher, Josh. I think that Cardinals stack can maybe be the way to do it. And it's not the sexiest game. It's not the game that has, has the high run total or anything like that, but that'll keep ownership up off it too. So I think the outfield is a really, really deadly outfield on this slate.
Yeah, for sure. They certainly are. All right, any other outfielders here you want to mention before we move on to the stack of the day?
No, I think that's it. I'm going to definitely want to wait and see what the lineup's like. I kind of hate being that guy and just saying it, but I'll probably say it every Sunday because it's a very important thing to see what the lineups are going to do. Sunday's the day they really like to give guys off and whatnot. And there's a lot of good plays in the outfield, and it seems like a spot I'm going to try my best to spend up on, but we'll have to see, how things shake up.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so with that, we'll move on to the stack of the day here and go ahead and give our favorite stacks, which teams we think we should load up hitters from. For me, it's a very difficult decision on a slate like this. I think maybe we should take the Minnesota game off of the list here, Travis, just because of the weather concerns. What do you think?
That's fine. We can take that off the list just in case there's some weather.
But we both agree that they're a great team to stack, if the game does play. For me, I mentioned a lot of guys from this team, and I do think it's such a big slate that you don't have to worry about ownership. So the Cleveland Indians are going to be the team that I really want to stack up here. Love Lindor, Kipnis, Ramirez, Alonso, Encarnacion, Brantley, all these guys, they could all hit. You look at this lineup from top to bottom, all these guys are good hitters. Getting to face Hamill, at home, 4.83 implied team total. I think they score well over that here in the slate. And I think that they really just go overlooked here. So for me, it's going to be stack up the Cleveland Indians for sure. How about you, Travis? Where's your stack of the day?
So it's kind of chalky and lame, but I'm just going to go with the Yankees, man. I mean, Mike Wright's hard hit rate against righties is 43.2%. I mean, I'm just going to want to get in these Yankees righties. And if Gary Sanchez is in there, let's just like say he is. I don't know if he's going to. I know he was pretty tired from that Friday night game. They said that I was listening to the broadcast. They basically said it just sounded like the next day it hit him. He was just so sore after catching for so long. So I think he'll be in the lineup. And he got the day's rest, so that'll be nice. And I think with all the injuries they had like Drury got hurt. He's like dealing with something with his eyes and whatnot. And with like the Gary Sanchez thing, there could be some value here. Say Sanchez doesn't even play. So there's going to be value here, I think, with the Drury injury and whatnot. We'd probably get Neil Walker in there, who I'm going to be a fan of too. So I just think this Yankee stack is a really good one, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to like it, right? But I don't know. I'll just try and find a way to be different, I guess, with it, because I want to load up on them against a guy like Mike Wright, who, seems like a gas can, seems like a guy that we can definitely target. That hard hit rate, again, is in that ballpark, it's just too good of a spot for me. So, yeah, Yankee stack is probably my favorite one.
All right, you guys heard it here. We've got the Yankee stack from Travis. I put up my Cleveland stack, And we both like this Minnesota stack if the game plays. So, as I mentioned, go ahead, give us both a follow on Twitter. You can follow me at RealJoshuaGiant. That's at RealJoshuaGiant. You can follow Travis at TravisMangone. That's at Travis, MANGONE. Hope you guys do great. We know that we'll hear from you guys throughout the week. We look forward to it. Shoot over any questions you might want us to answer on one of these shows. We love answering questions from you guys. So go ahead and do that. But for now, we will see you guys next weekend. Hope you enjoy your Sunday. Hope you guys crush it. And we'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Grinders. We'll